This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spent a couple hours at the White House today, her first face-to-face meeting with President Trump. It's a relationship that has thus far been less than warm, in no small part because of Trump's thoughts about the U.S.-German trading relationship, thoughts that he shared once again this afternoon.
We must work together towards fair and reciprocal trade policies that benefit both of our peoples.
And the president went on.
Millions of hardworking U.S. citizens have been left behind by international commerce, and together we can shape a future where all of our citizens have a path to financial security.
Chancellor Merkel surely knew that last bit was coming because she brought with her, among other people, the CEO of the carmaker BMW and some other important manufacturing relationships that companies have here. Marketplace's Adam Allington explains that trade negotiations go both ways.
German carmakers are a big deal in the South, whether it's Volkswagen in Chattanooga or Mercedes in Atlanta, but the biggest relationship is BMW and South Carolina.
The importance that BMW has had on our state's economy honestly cannot be overstated.
Adrian Fairwell is with the South Carolina Department of Commerce.
Before BMW, South Carolina was driven by textiles, tobacco, and tourism.
Fairwell says BMW's plants in Greer and Spartanburg employ over 8,000 people, but the overall impact is much greater.
It's also had the multiplier effect because now the supplier network of more than 40 companies have developed around BMW, and it continues to help drive our state's automotive industry.
President Trump has warned that the U.S. could impose a 35% tax on cars made outside the U.S., but Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com points out that BMW's Spartanburg plant is actually doing what Trump says he wants most.
That plant is one of the single biggest automotive exporters from the United States, ironically, exporting a lot more than the Detroit makers do.
BMW was the nation's top auto exporter by value in 2016. Trump has singled out BMW for plans to build a new plant in Mexico for export to the U.S. But Burkhard Rearing, editor of Germany's Automobilwoche, says all carmakers have a global footprint. And if German cars made outside the U.S. get taxed, the simple solution might be to not sell those cars in the U.S.
If Trump would say we don't need Mexican build-up cars in our country, then BMW would switch it.
In her meeting with Trump, Chancellor Merkel also brought along executives from BMW and the electronics company Siemens, which employs 50,000 people in the U.S. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.